When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have finally once again tuned in to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome you, somebody from the greatest sports website in the world, Third Down Thursdays, the Saint of St. Louis himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Cy Ingersoll. Cy, it's an honor to finally welcome you to the show.
It's an honor to finally join you on this show, Alex. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad. And you know what? You wanted to be on the show when I talked about the recent releases, but I told myself Cy needs to be on the show, but he needs to be on for something more interesting. And of course, less than 24 hours until after I say that, Matt Riddle is released from WWE.
Yes, he sure it is. And honestly, I was not that surprised when I heard that he was released.
I'm not. I had a feeling it was going to happen because it's just not been a good year for the guy. It's not been a good year for the bro.
It has not. Injuries have derailed him. He hasn't had a good spot in the card. Like, it's been all different sorts of things.
I mean, the injuries, you know, some issues in his personal life. I think, you know, going from a previous marriage. You know, I'll be honest with you. I feel my heart hurts for the guy.
Me too. Like, he was always such an entertaining, energetic wrestler when he was on screen. Like, his character was very unique in a lot of ways to WWE standards. But no, you got to feel for the guy after everything he's been through this past year. You got to feel for him.
Absolutely. And I thought, you know, him working alongside Randy Orton, the whole RK-Bro program, I thought that this was not only good for Randy Orton himself, but this was something good for Riddle because it would help him elevate his career to a status to where creative direction would have no choice but to basically focus on the guy. And then Randy Orton gets hurt. I mean, sometimes in wrestling, these untimely, unfortunate series of circumstances, I mean, that right there is sometimes the pro wrestling business in a nutshell. You never know what cards are going to be thrown at you. Dominoes fall all of a sudden, and then it's just complete mayhem.
No, it's exactly that. RK-Bro has been one of the most entertaining tag teams in the past 5 years, 10 years. Like, when they had the belts, the segments they would run, the rivalries that they had, like, they were a very interesting tag team. Because nobody expects Randy Orton himself, the Viper, to tag with somebody as kind of goofy and dorky almost as Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that you don't expect it, but then it happened. Everybody fell in love with them. They had released the merch. They were a tag team. Riddle, for goodness sake, Riddle started doing the RKO. Like,
yeah.
It was almost like Matt Riddle was Randy Orton's little protege. And now, like you said, Orton got injured and creative didn't really know what to do with Riddle.
It's a shame because I'm going to be honest with you. At WrestleMania last year that took place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, I expected RK-Bro to split, but it wasn't Randy Orton that I expected to turn heel. I thought Riddle was going to be the one to turn on Orton and turn heel. I felt that would have been something. Now, it probably shouldn't have happened at WrestleMania. Maybe it should have started being built. If they had lost the titles at WrestleMania, then start building like that. But I think because Orton got hurt, then, I would imagine they noticed he was hurt before the WrestleMania match. They just had to carry on to kind of go like that. But I feel as though had Orton not gotten hurt, the best thing to do was for them to drop the belt to the Usos, who were still part of the bloodline, and then they try to get the titles, they fail, they get one more chance, they fail, and that's when Riddle turns heel, but it hasn't happened. I mean, Orton's been out with a back injury, and he's still, you know, apparently from what I understand, he's still not close to coming back, and I'll be honest with you. I've accepted, you know, if Orton can't, if Orton it has to retire as an active competitor, there, honestly, if he has to, then it's no problem because Orton's done everything, and I think Orton can transition to something else in pro wrestling. But the bottom is with Riddle, I feel like Randy Orton's injury for Riddle was the beginning of a downfall for the guy. But not only that, but again, you know, the personal the issues involving in his personal life.
No, I agree. Especially with Riddle turning heel on Orton, because then WWE, the creative one, had no choice but to push him.
Yeah.
When he turned on somebody as big as Randy Orton is, would have had no choice. But something I want to add that I think is that I was reading about that I think is interesting. Not even a year ago, Riddle won the main event of Extreme Rules, and now, not even a year later, he's released from the company. It just shows how quickly things can fall downhill for somebody.
It's not only that, but I think, you know, we talk about the issues in his personal life, but also I think there was some backstage heat. I mean, that legitimate heat he had with Seth Rollins.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
You know, I did too until, you know, I wasn't even reminded about it until the news of Matt Riddle's release.
No, I completely forget. I forget that like heat rivalry had. It wasn't all kayfabe. It was actually real, like real deal. They genuinely did not like each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time for Rollins, because about 4 years ago, Rollins got in a war of words, I should say, on Twitter with Will Ospreay, who currently works in New Japan as well as AEW, and Will Ospreay, who in my opinion is the greatest pro wrestler in the world today, you know. Sometimes these things happen, but there's a rumor. Now, this is alleged that he had a real heated confrontation with Gunther backstage as well.
I've heard that rumor, too.
And I think, too, and the real alleged part is that he slapped Gunther, and then they make the story that Gunther did nothing. If that's the case, I mean, Gunther, I guess in his case, you know, because Gunther right now is in a good spot, I mean, the last thing Gunther needs is you know, getting in trouble, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. I've tried to look up some details of that story, but there's nothing really out there. That's why I have to stress it's alleged. But again, this solidifies what we said. I mean, there's been a lot of issues. I mean, again, from these things recently. I mean, there was that incident he had at JFK Airport where he alleges he was sexually assaulted by a police officer.
Supposedly, but I haven't seen whether it was confirmed true or false. But I know that Riddle was legendary, like posting over his social medias, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get out of JFK and this stupid airport and like all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they've concluded. I don't know if it's still under investigation or not. I mean, but, you know, all those accusations, I mean, there was that speaking out movement, and then, you know, he was suspended, I think, late last year for violating the wellness policy. I mean, again, we talk about the domino effect. Dominoes start to fall, and then, you know, the situation seems to just be getting worse.
Oh, it's exactly that. I personally believe that the JFK incident was the last domino to fall. I think once WWE saw that he supposedly got into it with a police officer and supposedly got sexually assaulted, if I remember correctly, he was supposed to have a segment either on Raw or SmackDown that night, the day after, and then he got pulled. And it wasn't seen on any live events at all that week, and just WWE basically pulled the plug without Riddle even knowing.
I mean, sometimes you got to think, you know, they did what had to be done. But I feel like there's more to this whole thing with JFK than...
What's on the surface doesn't tell the full story. There has to be deeper knowledge that the general public doesn't know about.
Again, you know, I think one particular source alleged that Riddle was intoxicated. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if one source says that, then we can't, you know, we can't take it just like that. I mean, I don't know, but we do know. I mean, the Instagram post was deleted, and WWE launched their own investigation as well. So.
No, exactly. I remember seeing the original post and reading about it, and I'm just like, what in the world is going on? But they didn't make sense at first. But then I saw the other sources that came out, and it's like, oh, the post was taken down. WWE launched its investigation, and I'm like, whoa. Like, it caught me off guard.
And I actually found that source. Yeah, this is from about 2 weeks ago on ringsidenews.com. It says that he was allegedly heavily intoxicated, because it's in quotes. So again, this is why, I mean, the doubts, you know, we don't know if it's true or not. I mean, at the end of the day, this whole thing at JFK Airport, it's unfortunate for Riddle. It's unfortunate for the accused police officer. It's unfortunate for the company. So, because we don't know what really happened. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, again, you know, I can't say, you know, whatever Riddle claims, I mean, I wasn't there when this, you and I weren't there, so we can't really, all we know is from what these news, is what these sources say, and we don't know if it's true or not. I mean, that's why I have to keep stressing, it's alleged. He was allegedly sexually assaulted, I mean, and he was allegedly heavily intoxicated, so, but still, I mean, that was it. I mean, and at the end of the day, again, you know, creatively, Riddle was just completely lost in the shuffle. And I'm sure they could have circled their way out of it, but mm-hmm. it would have taken some time, and WWE fans would have been extremely displeased at that point.
I know that they were trying to. They had him and Drew McIntyre together for that was his last like big thing. So he had his little Intercontinental title feud with Gunther, lost that, injured his ankle, then was seen back on TV next. Teaming with Drew McIntyre, that was the last we saw of Riddle.
Yeah, so they were.
They were trying to either get him out of his creative hole that he was in, or just get him screen time. It wasn't the best screen time. A lot of fans, including myself, were speculating McIntyre someone's going to feud, going to turn on Riddle, and that could be a possible feud to keep them both busy. But never happened because of the incidents.
Yeah, big time. I mean, I think because, you know, honestly, Drew McIntyre, if you ask me, has also been kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit. But I kind of feel like they were trying something with Riddle. Then they're like, okay, nah, that doesn't work. It doesn't work for him. It doesn't work for Drew. So they were trying all these different ideas. So at least they were trying some things as far as I know. But again, you know, ever since Orton got hurt, I was like, man, if this... Because for Orton, I mean, Orton can come back, and I'm sure they can find. I mean, I'd imagine if he does come back, I'd imagine he's probably gonna get involved in a feud with the Tribal Chief. But for Orton, it's almost no problem. But for Riddle, I mean, it's again, I mean, all these different things like that. But it's an unfortunate set of circumstances. And in Riddle's case, this is not the first time he's been fired, you know, due to these, you know, drug suspensions and all that. Because, you know, as we know, Riddle is a legitimate tough guy, a legitimate trained MMA fighter, worked for the UFC, and I believe he was fired because he failed a drug test and tested positive for whatever it was. But honestly, I think in Riddle's case, I'm pretty sure he's going to have an opportunity to work elsewhere, but I think for now, it's best for him to stay at home and kind of like heal up from the injuries, clear his mind. You know, and try to get him pull himself back together. And I think he should probably take a little bit of time off and like train and get ready, because I feel like when the time is right, any company can offer him a deal.
When the time is right, Tony Khan will call, and he will debut on AEW, where it will be a fresh slate for him, and there's so many different possible feuds for Riddle to get into.
Why don't you tell us some feuds that he can work in? Because I'm not sure if I don't know if I see that. Well, here's what I always stress about AEW. I mean, they're always bringing – Tony Khan's always signing ex-WWE talent. I mean, the biggest problem with AEW is the severely overloaded roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, look – and we spoke about this, about Mustafa Ali going to AEW. I think that makes more sense, because if he works a program with Pac, who, of course, is formerly mm-hmm. known as Neville, you know, that would actually be something good. But – as far as Riddle goes, I mean, I don't know what he could do to AEW. So that's why I'm curious to know what would your ideas be?
What my right now biggest idea that I have for Riddle is put him in a feud with Orange Cassidy and Hook.
Okay. As a face, or as a heel?
That is where I don't know. That's where I can see it going either way. But with how like Riddle's goofy energy and how like Orange Cassidy can go from not serious to serious real quick, I can see Riddle going in as a face, Cassidy as a heel, and maybe at some point it starts with them and then Riddle turns his attention to Hook to get the FTW title. That's what I'm seeing.
And then maybe have an alliance with Jack Perry, provided Jack Perry's still there.
Jack Perry's there right now. Who knows? He'll be in the future.
I mean,
but
because there's a lot of argument that people say he should have been fired, not CM Punk. I mean, I've said this. Look, at the end of the day, they're both in the wrong. I only wish that he and Punk could have sat down, worked things out, but. Unfortunately, Khan decided, because I mean, the fact that Khan mentions that he felt like he was in such danger. I mean, people are laughing about it. I'm like, look, we don't know what it's like to be in Khan's position. And at the end of the day, I kind of feel like CM Punk was just too much to handle. I mean, he's a draw and everything, but still, I mean, yeah.
At the end of the day, Tony Khan had to do what was best for himself and the business.
Yeah, exactly, because there was a lot of backstage friction we know involving Punk. So at the end of the day, it's almost like the Montreal Screwjob. I mean, Vince did what had to be done, you know, dealing with these two massive egos, and I feel like Khan had to do the same thing. It's a different set of circumstances, but similar but different. But everybody gets the idea.
Yes.
But going back with Riddle now. I would imagine if Khan, you know, does call him, I'm sure he would tell Riddle, look, you got to keep your act together because, you know, look, we can't afford, you know, we can't deal with this with any more nonsense. So that's why I feel like Riddle should spend some time at home, you know, regroup, you know, heal up from injuries, you know, take his time and he'll be fine. But so you mentioned Orange Cassidy. I would have felt like, you know, if best friends, you know, I imagine Riddle, you know, having an alliance with tag team best friends, that probably would work. Excuse me, but I mean, or maybe him, you know, with Adam Cole and MJF. I mean, as Riddle, as the dude that, you know, like that. I mean, that maybe, I don't know.
Maybe even a possible. I was also thinking, my other one I was thinking was possible feud with Adam Page, and like,
oh yeah,
I could see him because now that they have the trios titles on Ring of Honor, I can see Riddle going to Ring of Honor. And trying to just feud with all three of them,
right? Or you know, or Riddle. You know, I would love to see Riddle or maybe feud with the Callis family. Except I'd imagine Riddle. I'd imagine in these feuds, his character would not be the same in WWE. He's more like the whole Southern California surfer. You know, stoner. Yeah, I think basically in those kind of feuds, he would have to be in a more serious persona. Which I'm sure he can do.
Like
I would basically like kind of giving a little bit to his legitimate MMA background and kind of giving a little bit of that.
Play to his strengths. He used to be a fighter. Play to those strengths.
He
comes in all serious, like talking about the Callis family. Like imagine him versus Danny Garcia or Sammy Guevara, and like they could have like the energy from Garcia and Guevara, and then the pure fighter style seriousness of Riddle, like that could be like a legitimate 4-star, 5-star match if everything goes right.
Definitely. Because I imagine, you know, some people say he could go to Japan and Mexico. I'm like, he can, but not with his WWE character because that kind of character.
That cannot.
They're
work.
Not, I mean, especially in the Lucha Libre world, a character like that is not going to be taken seriously, so they would not even bother with it. I mean, the character is entertaining. Yeah, it is entertaining. I like it, but when you're in Lucha Libre or in, you know, in the Japanese strong style, you want to be more serious. I mean, that's why I'll never forget when Jericho left WWE and went to New Japan in 2018 and then introduced the Painmaker gimmick. That's a little example right there. Now, I feel like the pain. Some people say the painmaker should have happened when Jericho was young. I'm like, no. I think the painmaker came at the right time because he's at a point where Jericho's just like, he's like the hardened veteran, so he needs a character to kind of like stabilize, you know, where he's at in his career. So, yeah. So I think for Riddle, like if he is in AEW or anywhere else, yeah, I think the stoner surfer, you know, whatever you want to call it, yeah, that's done.
Needs to be serious. Like he can keep the same like attire, but change the theme up. Have him be serious. Like if he has his moments where he like shows his like energy, that's cool. That's great. But at the end of the day, if we get a serious Matt Riddle with his legitimate MMA skills and wrestling skills, that's someone scary to go up against.
Absolutely. Like basically, yeah, like no more goofy smiles, you know, no more goofy, like, you know, promos or whatever. I mean, basically no more funny stuff. Like we're going to see the side of Riddle that we've never seen before. Like he may cut a promo saying no, you know, no more scooters, no more bro shit. You know, like you're going to see a side of me that you've never seen before. Like he'd probably say, I'm not here to mess around. I'm here to fight.
Yup.
I am here to kick. I am here to do what God put me on earth to do. I'm here to kick some butt.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I believe that if he comes in, he could be a heel. He's brought in as a heel.
I can't imagine.
He comes in. He teases being a face. He swerves everybody. The next week, he cuts the promo saying, "You know, I'm done. You know, I'm done entertaining you guys. I'm done with it."
He comes in. With a fake alliance. So he jumps in trying to save the day, save the match for somebody. They cut a promo together, like whoever he tries to team with. Then he turns heel, and that, boom, gets him to his first, like, rivalry. Give him heat from day one.
I believe so, because I think at this point, more than ever, he needs to be pushed in a very, very serious way. But again, I can only hope that, you know, mm-hmm. if he can resolve, you know, all the personal, you know, drama he deals with. I mean, again, if I was dealing with such things like that, it's overwhelming. I mean, for me, somebody that deals with, you know, mental health from, you know, from unresolved childhood trauma, you know, not dealing with those things, I mean, it affects you badly. So that's why I really hope, you know, I really hope things he can work things out and like that. But I got to say, you know, anybody that's trying to hurt him, you know, leave the guy alone. Stop it. Stop it. I mean, ruining somebody's life, you know, what do you expect to accomplish by ruining somebody's life and taking away their livelihood and their ability to do what they love to do?
At the end of the day, he's human. He's a person.
Exactly. He's human. I mean, who hasn't made mistakes?
He knows he made mistakes. He knows that what has happened in the past isn't him. It's not the person he wants to be. He's made that very clear. If I remember correctly, he went to rehab to get help. Like, he doesn't want to be this drug addict. He doesn't want to be this person who has to deal with all this. So, but yep. Well, I agree. If he takes the time, writes his mind, perfects his craft, then when the time's ready, he'll show up. He was too good and well-known wrestler on WWE for him to not show up anywhere.
And I should tell you this. Chris Jericho's website actually yesterday released a statement saying that his ex-girlfriend is actually happy that he's been fired by WWE. I mean, this is what I'm talking about.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's crazy. Like, he's human.
I mean, yeah, and you know, himself. In December of last year, there was even a story saying that, you know, that WWE needs to fire him, so... I mean, again, you know... I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, it's a shame, but I feel like him moving on from WWE, it's better for him. It's better for the company. It's better for both sides. And honestly, I hope that one day he can make, you know, he can make things right with Seth Rollins, make things right, excuse me, with Gunther, anybody he's ever had heat with. I mean, at the end of the day, they're all adults. They should handle this like adults. So, but
couldn't have said it any better.
But aside from his future, I mean. Impact Wrestling, I mean, I don't know really anything about – I don't know much about Impact Wrestling. But, you know, Ring of Honor, I mean, Ring of Honor is all elite. So, I mean, I'd imagine he may bounce back and forth from Ring of Honor programming to AEW programming. But pretty much everything we said, I mean, there's really nothing else to say.
really not. So, it's
all I hope is he can, you know, he can, you know, things go better for him. You know, he heals up any injuries he's still dealing with. You know, regroup. You know, and honestly, my advice to him is take your time. Take your time. When you are ready to go, we'll be ready to go.
He's in no rush. He needs
no rush at all. I mean,
if he rushes everything that's happening could happen again. You just can't take it too fast.
You can't take it too fast, and so yeah. Take your time and, you know, heal up from injuries, you know, train whenever you're ready to go. The whole world will be better ready to go, and that's honestly all I got to say.
I don't got anything else to say either. That's
all right.
Couldn't have said any better.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for tonight. I'd like to remind everybody that Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you do not miss out on any exciting upcoming content, and also be sure to subscribe to Third Down Thursdays, the greatest sports website in the history of the world. Sai is part of it. I am part of it. You got to check it out, because if you are not subscribed to Third Down Thursdays, ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what you are missing out on. Same thing goes for Ringside Chaos. Sai, wanted to tell the folks where they can find you on social media.
All right. If you're looking for when we're seeing my content on Third Down Thursdays, Sangersault TDT on Twitter, Not Sai on Instagram. Just go check out some of our work. We got some pretty good things cooking over there on TDT.
All right. Well, thank you all very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Sai, thank you for coming on. And Sai, just so you know, you are welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, this was fun, man. I'm definitely going to have to come back.
All right. Thank you, Sai. Thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see y'all next time.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.